This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington, and here are the headlines from some of the stories we're following today at NPR News. Pope Benedict XVI continues to address the scandal of clergy sex abuse in the Catholic Church at today's Mass before tens of thousands in Washington, D.C. The Pope said he did not have the words to describe the pain and harm inflicted by such abuse. And Edward Lorenz, the father of chaos theory, has died at the age of 90. Lorenz came up with the so-called butterfly effect, which purports that something as minuscule as a butterfly flapping its wings in Brazil could eventually trigger tornadoes in Texas. Details on those stories and, of course, much more later today on All Things Considered. Tomorrow, it's Science Friday, and Ira Flatow will be here for a talk with Jeffrey Sachs, director of the Earth Institute at Columbia University, plus a look at the mystery epidemic dubbed White Nose Syndrome that's killing off bats in New York and other parts of the Northeast. That's tomorrow on Talk of the Nation, Science Friday. Everybody knows that lack of height can be a challenge. It can be difficult to get people to take you seriously when they look down at you. But the exceptionally tall face problems of their own, especially growing up, and especially girls. Rebecca Thomas stood 5'10 in fourth grade and 6'3 by her freshman year in high school. She's towered over people her entire life, which makes it easy to see strangers gawk and point and giggle. She wrote a guest blog for the New York Times entitled Life as a Tall Girl and got a response from, among others, Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist Jane Smiley, who's 6'2", and they'll both join us in a moment. So, tall girls, what was it like growing up? How did your height shape who you are today? 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org, and you can join the conversation on our blog at npr.org/blogofthenation. Rebecca Thomas is a journalism and English major at the University of Wisconsin, Oshkosh, and stands 6'4" tall. She joins us now from member station WHID in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And do you remember the first time you noticed that, I'm really a lot taller than everybody else?
It's always been like that. I mean, I've always been taller than everybody. So it's been part of my life forever.
Forever. I'm sure you were teased about this, children being children.
Yeah, I was teased. I mean, I got the whole beanpole, Jolly Green Giant type of thing. But, I had friends and stuff. I wasn't like an outcast, but I was always just different as a kid.
But you wrote in your blog that, teasing... It really stings.
It does. It does. I never quite felt like I fit in with the crowd. And, when you're a teen, that's all you really want to do. So it was difficult, but I've learned to accept it. And, it's good now.
One of the things that you said helped build your confidence and bring you back into more mainstream activities was sports.
Yeah, I did play basketball. Everybody always asks me that. I was pretty good. I blocked shots and stuff, but I've always been more of a runner. I run track here at UWO, so I'm a hurdler and a high jumper.
Hurdler.
It's just great.
And that's really good. But the basketball questions, do you watch, women like Candace Parker at the University of Tennessee, who's, I guess, a little bit taller than you?
Yeah, I mean, it's great that there are other tall women out there, and I mean, it's awesome that those women are playing basketball, but I've always been more of a track girl, so.
And how often do you get the question, can you dunk?
Pretty much, I don't know. I don't get it that often, but if I'm playing basketball, it's going to come up.
Nevertheless, growing into that body, that can be difficult, too. It's coordination sometimes arrives rather later than the altitude.
Definitely. I was so awkward when I was a kid. I couldn't play any sports. I mean, I played basketball in middle school, but I never scored any points or anything until like high school, and I finally got control of my limbs.
Joining us now is Jane Smiley, the Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist and author, most recently, of 10 Days in the Hills. At 6'2", she joins us from the studios of Palatine Recordings in Portland, Oregon. And Jane Smiley, welcome to Talk of the Nation today.
Thank you.
And you grew up at a very different time than Rebecca did. It was the 1960s.
Yes, but I was a normal-sized child until seventh grade, and then suddenly I shot up, and I went from about 5'1" in seventh grade to about 6'1" in ninth grade. But fortunately, I was so oblivious that I hardly noticed.
You hardly noticed?
Well, my mother noticed more than I did. She was a little shocked and upset. I used to say, first I was taller than the girls, and then I was taller than everybody, including the teachers, I have to say.
Let me ask you both, how did this affect your social life, Rebecca?
It didn't really affect just like the friends that I had, but it affected dating definitely. I never dated until college, actually. It just I have my first boyfriend right now. So, I mean, I never dated boys because I was taller than all of them. And, you know, that was intimidating.
And Jane Smiley?
That was true of me, too. And in mm-hmm. fact, I set out to find myself a boy who was as taller, as much taller than me as the average boy is as the average girl. So my boyfriend in college was 6'10". And we always were farther away than we appeared to be when we were walking down the street.
And because perspective was wrong, yes.
Perspective was wrong, yeah.
And when being that tall, is it intimidating to put on high heels?
Well, when he was 6'10" and I was 6'2", it was great. But since then, I met somebody who saw us in the dining room of his university, which was Yale University, and he said that we looked and we felt to be that we were kind of sheepish and awkward, but according to this guy, we looked, you know, in like enormous Nordic ideal beings. That's not how we saw ourselves, but that's how occasionally someone saw us.
And I assume, like Rebecca, you had the experiences of, particularly small children looking up and gawking.
Well, my favorite experience on that score was when we were living in Greece in 1970. Every time we passed through a crowd, we'd hear the phrase, "Diometri, Diometri, Diometri," which means 2 meters. They would be looking at him and exclaiming that he was more than 2 meters tall.
And Rebecca, you've written that, in fact, people talk about you as if you're invisible, or at least they don't think you can hear them.
Yeah, that's the part that really gets me. I mean, I know that people are curious and they're, you know, it's fine if they ask me, you know, how tall I am or whatever, but it just gets me when they just talk about me and I'm right there and they don't think I can hear. It's like, hey, I can hear you. You can talk to me. I'm a real person. You don't have to be scared.
Let's get some callers in on this conversation. Our guests, Rebecca Thomas, author of the piece Life as a Tall Girl, and also Jane Smiley, the Pulitzer Prize winning novelist. We'll begin with Renee. Renee calling us from Ann Arbor in Michigan.
Good afternoon. I just wanted to make a comment about being a tall girl and trying to find a tall date. My ex-husband was 6'6", and that was wonderful, and we decided not to have kids because we would probably have toddlers instead of babies. And my new boyfriend happens to be 5'10", and he has a hard time with it. He stands on his tiptoes a lot, and he doesn't like it when I wear high heels. And so it can be a challenge, but I like being tall overall.
You like being tall overall. I wonder, Rebecca Thomas, at this stage in your life, do you like being tall?
I do. I struggled with it for a long time, but at this point, you know, I'm not going to get any shorter anytime soon, so I'm just going to embrace how I am.
And Jane Smiley?
And there are advantages, too.
Oh, what are they?
Oh, you can reach all the things on the tall shelves. You can high jump, if you're me. I don't know. Not all tall women can high jump, probably. But
Jane Smiley, do you find disadvantages or advantages?
Well, I haven't found a disadvantage since I was about 21. So it's been fine for at least 35 years now. And I'm quite used to it, actually. It's great. I enjoy it. For a novelist, it's especially fun maybe even helpful because you do have an androgynous point of view. And in my novels, because you're seeing things from both a female perspective and a tall perspective, which you could say is possibly a male perspective. And in my novels, I've often written from the male point of view, and I think that I have felt that it was relatively easy to write from a male point of view.
Renee, thanks very much for the call.
Thank you.
Bye bye. Let's go now to Tina. Tina with us from Buffalo, New York.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Yes, I was calling because I'm also a tall girl, 6'1". Growing up wasn't a big deal. We have a lot of tall people in my family, so thought it was pretty normal until I shot up in middle school. And the problem for me, the biggest problem I had, was finding jeans, blue jeans. I had to wear boys' jeans, which sometimes made for some picking on when I was wearing the same pair of pants as the guy next to me.
Mm-hmm. And an awkward fit, I would assume, from time to time.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, you got used to it. But girls' jeans until recently didn't have long inseams.
Jane Smiley, I know you've got some advice on this score.
Well, I pretty much wear lucky jeans now. The inseams are at least, you can get to 36. And I think in some places, in some stores, you can get to 37. So you can wear your jeans and your high heels at the same time.
Yes, which is a very rarity. I have yet to go into the high heels, though. I just can't do it.
Tina, thanks
well,
for the call.
Let me say this. My first boyfriend and husband was 6'10". Subsequently, they were all around 6 feet. And as they get older, they get more accepting, too, of the fact that you're taller. And so there's maturing all around. And they don't remain high school boys all their lives.
Here's an email from Angela in Chico, California. I'm so glad this issue is being discussed. I'm a 6'2 woman and have grown up being gawked at. Getting the question, do you play basketball, has over the years infuriated me. I wonder why there are no clothing stores or shoe stores that cater to us women who are taller than most. It is so depressing to not be able to get cute shoes in size 13. And the answer is no, I do not play basketball. Jane Smiley.
I actually have a suggestion for the tall woman who emailed.
Yes.
For the big shoes, I wear size 14, actually. And go to barefoottest.com. They have up to size 15, and they are really cute. So,
and Jane Smiley, you recommend Zappos.
Yes, Zappos has good shoes. But my uncle, who imports shoes, says to go for really outrageous high heels to some of the really good stores in Los Angeles that cater to the transsexuals and transgendered individuals who have big feet and want to wear big high heels.
I wouldn't have thought of that, but there you go. All right. We're talking with Jane Smiley, the novelist, and with Rebecca Thomas, who wrote a piece called Life as a Tall Girl for Tara Parker Pope's Well blog on the New York Times website. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's get Jim on the line. Jim's calling us from Durango in Colorado.
Yeah, I just kind of had a funny story. Several years ago, I went to a Halloween party, and I was dressed as a genie on drywall stilts. So I was standing about 8 foot tall, and my wife and I walked into a bar, and a gal that was about 6'5" came running up and said, please, please, please dance with me. I so much want to dance with somebody that's taller than me. I did the best I could with stilts. That's a challenge in itself.
A lot of men are challenged without stilts, Jim. Yeah. So congratulations for trying.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks very much for the call. Let's see if we can get another caller on the line. This is Shelley. Shelley with us from Sacramento in California.
Hi. I'm not tall, but I have a tall friend who told me that in the grocery store, all the shorter customers in the store will ask her to get things from the top shelves. And I asked her, well, do you ask them to get the shorter things, the ones from the bottom shelves? And she said, no, I never thought of that.
Are experiences in stores, Rebecca Thomas, interesting in that regard?
I don't often get shorter people asking me, but it was funny because I was on the Today Show recently with a short man, and he said he had huge difficulties getting things off the top shelf. So,
Thanks very much, Shelley.
Thank you.
Bye bye. Let's go now to this is. Excuse me. Push the right button. Kara with us from Sierra Vista in Arizona.
Good afternoon, Neil. This is a wonderful topic. I am 64 years old, and I have always been tall. I was the tallest baby in the hospital. I had to have a third-grade desk in the first grade. It's been a wonderful experience and adventure. I can't say that I have very many complaints about it. I found that during grammar school, rather than having problems with the boys, I just intimidate them or beat them up. They were all my best friends. They thought I was wonderful. And no, I don't play basketball.
And no, you don't play basketball. Thanks very much,
Kara.
Well,
I do ride horses. That's my sport. And, you know, my dream horse is over 17 hands. And you know, big horses are around, but they don't abound. So I'm always looking out for that one.
But at the time you grew up, Jane Smiley, there were some people, great height in girls was considered, a real problem by some, and girls had inches taken out of their leg bones.
Yes. There was an article in Life magazine that I remember about a girl who had several inches taken out of her leg bones, and somehow this was considered to be an acceptable cure for being too tall. So, but that's a, you know, that was a sign of the times. We were supposed to be a certain way, and feminism got rid of that.
Let's talk with Trudy. Trudy with us from Redding, California.
Hi. Well, I'm 58 years old, and until plus sizes came along, I really was very, all my clothes were very ill-fitting because I'm 6 foot one. And I'm not the little woman, and my two ex-husbands are both shorter than I am. And I found that I intimidate people, and I don't even know it. This has been a very, this blew my mind because I'm, you know, I'm just a very, you know, calm, nice person. And so I finally am kept comfortable in my 6 foot one, and I'm a single woman. I live alone, and I like it. I like being tall now. I hated it most of my life, and I love it now.
Hmm.
I love it now, and I can get shoes that fit me. I remember in sixth grade, you know, the store had maybe one pair of size 10, and if I didn't get it, I lost, you know? And, of course, jeans. I had to wear men's jeans. And now with the plus sizes, I have to take the pants and the skirts in because I'm not plus. I'm just tall. And I'm okay now. I'm just really grateful that, you know, they've finally recognized us as a part of the fashion industry, you know, because there's a lot of tall women out there, a lot of tall women. And I think this is a great book, and it was hard in high school. I didn't have any dates, you know, but it's okay because, like the lady said, you know, men do mature somewhat and.
Somewhat.
Yeah.
I have to say, speaking of the big clothes, that I spent several years in college sewing hippie clothes for my boyfriend who was 6 foot 10 because he couldn't find a thing.
Trudy. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just saying goodbye to Trudy.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
You guys. Bye-bye.
All right. And Jane Smiley, thank you very much for your time today. Also, our thanks to Rebecca Thomas, author of the piece Life as a Tall Girl, for Tara Parker Pope's Well blog on the New York Times. And Jane Smiley's most recent book is 10 Days in the Hills. Here's an email from Lisa in Kansas City. As 5 feet tall, I tell people that I plan to come back in my next life with long legs and good hair. I was told once that I should be more specific, or I might come back as an Afghan hound. I'm Neil Conan. Ira Flatow's here tomorrow with Talk of the Nation Science Friday. This is NPR News.